Hi, everyone. This is Allison, and thank you for joining me this evening on BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio network on the planet. First of all, I wanted to welcome you all to July. Some people have been asking me, what is the universal energy for July 2007? Well, it's a seven universal month. And the seven energy seeks to find the truth in all things. It looks on a deeper level behind the facade of what is considered to be true. It does research and analysis of the facts to discern the truth. It questions authority, and it doesn't always agree with what is being presented as the truth. The seven always strives to unveil the hidden. Now, in a 7 month, you can expect things that have been hidden to be uncovered, secrets coming out and the truth to be revealed. And because this is technically a 16-7 month, there can be a tearing down of old ideologies or institutions. Now, along these lines, last week I saw Michael Moore's movie Sicko, and I truly believe as this movie gains momentum, it will continue to gain attention and recognition during the month of July. This documentary, for those of you that haven't seen it, reveals the hidden facts about our healthcare industry and how we, as Americans, are, quite frankly, sadly misinformed about our system of healthcare. Now, Sicko, it exposes the heartless, money-driven, unfair, totally unethical HMOs for what they truly are. And it also sheds light upon our government and their motivations for allowing such an inept and unjust system to exist. Now, you know, as soon as I got home from the movie, I did what I usually do, and I worked up Michael Moore's numerology chart because I was very curious about his energy and what was motivating him. And I got to tell you, I was not surprised to find out that he was a one-life path, which, for those of you that don't know, that is the life path of a leader, a warrior, a person who is unique and an individual, one who doesn't follow, one who leads, one who is creative, original, courageous, and protective, and is not afraid to be different. Now, what was most interesting about Michael Moore's chart was that he had a seven expression, which is the energy of the seeker of the truth. He has an investigated mind that's well-equipped for research and analysis. He truly has all the capabilities to reveal hidden truths. And historically, his documentaries have done our country a great service in awakening us to a deeper understanding of the injustices in this country and in our society. This movie, in my opinion, has only begun to be recognized. I think that its effects will be far-reaching, and I also would venture to say that it will become an iconic movie that will be remembered long after Michael Moore leaves this planet. I do encourage all of you to see this movie. And quite frankly, you know, when I looked at Michael's numerology, you know, that once again was validation that Michael Moore is doing exactly what it is his soul saw in this lifetime. He's actually vibrating to his energy. That's always validation for me to see that in a person's chart. And, hey, Michael, if you happen to be listening, hey, call me. We'd love to have you here on BBS. Now, on another note, you know, regarding the energy of the 7 month of July, there's a lot of spiritual aspects to the seven energy, and they're in play in July. And this is also a nine universal year, which is also very spiritual. So many of you this month can expect your dreams to be more intense, your psychic radar to be finely tuned. Perhaps some of you are experiencing growth with your psychic abilities or even your inner knowing. And July will just intensify this. So, you know, be prepared because you're going to get a lot of, I would wager to say, unexpected things having to do with the spiritual in July. And I got to say, you know, it's totally affecting me. I mean, I've become an absolute airhead, a little bit ungrounded, a lot of extra energy coming in, and sometimes it's hard for me to figure out where I am and what I'm doing. So I definitely am feeling this 7 month. Okay. Now, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to y'all about tonight was making a connection with numerology and spiritual philosophy. And I happened upon this book long after I actually studied numerology and understood the philosophy of numerology. And when I read this book, I was quite astounded that the words of the author reflected that which numerology had already taught me to be true. The book is Conversations with God by Neil Walsh. And if you don't mind, I just would like to read you an excerpt from this book. I think this was one of many. I mean, there was so much in that book that resonated with me, but this was quite profound here. And this is a direct quote from Conversations with God from Neil Walsh. In response to a question concerning adverse things happening in life, God says, "Your question infers that I chose these events, that it is my will and desire they should occur. Yet, I do not will these things into being. I merely observe your doing so. And I do nothing to stop them because to do so would be to thwart your will. That, in turn, would deprive you of your God experience, which is an experience you and I have chosen together. Inquire within rather than without, asking, what part of myself do I wish to experience now in the face of this calamity? What aspects of being do I wish to call forth? For all of life exists as a tool of your own creation, and all of its events merely present themselves as opportunities for you to decide and be who you are. This is true for every soul, and so you see there are no victims in the universe, only creators. The masters who have walked this planet all knew this. That is why no matter which master you might name, none imagined themselves to be victimized, though many were crucified. Each soul is a master. Though some of you do not remember their origins or their heritage, yet each creates the situation and circumstances for its own highest purpose and its own quickest remembering in each moment called the now. Judge not then the karmic path walked by another. Envy not success, nor pity failure, for you know not what is a success or failure in the soul's reckoning. Call not a thing a calamity nor joyous event until you decide or witness how it is used. For is a death a calamity if it saves the lives of thousands, and is life a joyous event if it has caused nothing but grief? Yet even this you should not judge, but keep always your own counsel and allow others theirs." Now, I have to say that, you know, when I read that, that totally resonated from what I understand, the truth that I see in numerology. Neil's words, so many times said what is absolutely validated and what I have learned from doing numerology readings all these years. And so I introduced the show with those words because the topic of tonight's show is we're just going to kind of bring in the spiritual philosophy that is numerology. And that's a little bit of what we're going to be discussing this evening. Now, that's not to say that I'm not available for your calls, your questions, your comments, or those of you that might want a reading. You know, as we're discussing, you know, the journey of your soul and what numerology is trying to tell you, certainly, you know, you can call in and get a reading, and we can actually demonstrate it on air. So let me give you the toll-free numbers here. You can call toll-free 877-876-5227, and that's for the USA. Calling toll-free from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And certainly, you can call the direct line from California at 530-876-3222. I'm just going to carry on with the discussion. And certainly, you know, if you've got a question, you're more than welcome to call in. If you would like a reading, by all means, call in. Your calls are welcome. Now, one of the often under-acknowledged gifts of the study of numerology is strengthening your understanding of the spiritual philosophy, because without question, I believe that numerology enables you to see beyond the veil, and it opens the doors to spiritual growth. I have learned through my experience with numerology that it is a philosophy as well as a divination tool. and there's much to be learned by the study of it, because all spiritual philosophy can be found within the study of numerology. And much enlightenment can be attained once you fully understand that which numerology is teaching you. Quite like what I read earlier with Conversations with God. The numerology chart represents a soul's journey in this lifetime. It speaks of the energy of the soul itself, what the soul has chosen to learn, as well as the energy flowing into a soul's life to be a catalyst for the soul experience. In this material world, too often we judge our successes by what we own, how much money we have, or perhaps focus on our careers, whereas the true success of the soul is measured by what is learned. It is a spiritual journey, not a material one. We get caught up in the world around us and neglect the journey of the soul, which is our true purpose here on this earth. So many triumphs of the soul go unnoticed as we meet our challenges and learn our lessons and expand our awareness during the time spent here on earth. Numerology is an extraordinary tool to look at your life in a different light. And from that place of understanding, looking from your soul's perspective, you may find your greatest accomplishments. And I hear a caller. Hi, caller. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Caroline with K.
Hi.
I am from Washington State.
Hi, well, thank you for calling in.
I got a question.
Sure.
It seems like 11 seems to be my thing for some reason. I was born and raised in an orphanage in Korea.
Sure.
Then when I came over here, I was adopted when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because my Korean name starts with K, which is K-Y-E. That's my first name, Hang, H-Y-A-N-G, and Q is C-H-O-O, which all add up to 11.
Sure.
Then, of course, it's spelled with K, which is first beginning start with 11, right?
Yes, the K is an 11, yes.
Right, then when I was adopted, my first name is obviously Caroline with K.
Right.
Then here, I moved here, it says 5213, my street address, which is 11.
Mm-hmm. And
then,
your question is 11 following you?
Obviously, it's going everywhere with me.
Well, let me just say that, you know, when you are a vibration, you're vibrating apparently with some 11 energy, and you draw those experiences to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have an 11 energy, certainly living in an 11 house, that's good for you because the house is in alignment and in harmony with your energy.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that your adopted parents named you with a K, you know, again, you know, on an intuitive level, you know, perhaps they were reading your energy and that suited you and that sounded good to them and that's why they named you that. You know, it was just keeping in alignment with your energy. Do you want to give me your
birthday?
Date of birth? Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I was just thinking it's 9/29, which is, of course, 9/11.
Okay, so we have another 11. Okay, what's the year of birth, dear?
And it's 1955, which is 2. Which is, if you want to split that, it's 1/1, 19.
Right. So you've got 9/29, 1955, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, okay, let's just look at the 29. 2 plus 9 equals 11. So again, 11 is around you, okay? So, you know, obviously you know something about numerology, and otherwise you wouldn't have recognized this, but good Lord, when I look at, just from what I can get from your date of birth, dear, you have to understand it's master energy, okay? The 11 is master energy. Your birthday number, the day that you were born, is saying that you possess the potential of the 11 of the master energy, which is the psychic connection to the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
What the 11 is saying is that you're connected, that you're hooked up 24/7, that messages come to you, whether you hear them, see them, or feel them, or whether you're seeing 11s on the clock or 11s everywhere you turn,
all
Hello.
The time.
It's a spiritual message, and so be it, because you have this energy in your chart, so you're going to draw to yourself spiritual messages. Other people might call it paranormal experiences or the unexplainable, but the truth of the matter is you're connected to the spiritual realm. You
no.
are, in some capacity, a messenger in your life. And
can I
so
tell
therefore
you a story?
They keep in communication.
Can
I'm
I
sorry,
tell
go
you
ahead.
Story? When I was younger, especially around teenager, even before that time, I used to be able to communicate with the telepathic. Okay?
Well, yeah.
Then when I was 16 and 17, I could no longer, I was communicating because obviously the stuff that I would see is happening, but it was always a bad thing. That it's happening, I would actually see them in front of me like a videotape.
Sure.
Then I would tell
Fair
my
point.
Parents what was happening. And then sure enough, they get a phone call and saying so-and-so just happened this to them. Exactly the way I would describe to them. Finally, when it happened to my daughter, my own daughter at 4,
uh-huh.
I told my spirit at that point not to ever show me stuff like this again.
Right, right.
And they didn't.
Right. Well, that is a choice. And
yeah.
But what I'm trying to share with you, Carolyn, is that you have this ability. It's written into your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those experiences was your ability to connect to psychic information, because the 11 is the number of the psychic. But more so than that, dear, your life path number is 22, so you have a master life path as well. So again, we have more psychic ability that comes in with a 22, but also mm-hmm. it's saying that you're a master builder, and that on some capacity, that part of what it is that you've come to do is to build something real and inform that helps humanity. It talks about great abilities here, leadership. First two numbers in your chart right off the bat, the life path, the birthday number, master numbers. So those experiences that you had as a child, those experiences growing up, the psychic information that flowed, it was necessary for you to have that connection
mm-hmm.
in order, to, I guess, on some level to help you to get to the point where you need to be when you start to build this dream that you've always had for humanity. Because I would guess that somewhere on some level, you feel as though you're here for something of importance.
Right now, it's opened up to me right within the last 2 months.
Yes,
it's
and you
right
have a dream
now,
that you want to build, yes?
It's help humanitarian. I mean, it's just like I have this urgency.
Well, that's your dream. And what I want to share with you, Carolyn, really is this. I cannot really see all of your chart because, you know, in order to do your name, and personally, when I do someone's full chart, I like to do it by hand. I like to work with the energy. But what I can tell you from what I see here is these first two numbers are important. You come as a messenger, you're here for humanity, and you have a dream to build.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can stress anything upon you is the fact that you may be overcome by your ambition. It might even overwhelm you. You think, how can I, one person, possibly do this?
Yeah, I
but
think
I'm
that
here
way
to
all
tell,
the time.
I'm here to tell you that by virtue of your life path number, that the spiritual realm will help you with. They will bring you the people you need, the resources you need, whatever it is you need to build your dream. You just simply have to believe and commit to your dream,
mm-hmm.
and you have to open up to receive the insight and the guidance from them, and you can do this. It is a large task ahead of you, but I'm telling you, don't be overwhelmed by your ambition, okay?
I've been, exactly. You know, I've been the last 2 months. I mean, this is, I opened up to the higher being for the first time.
Since you shut down?
Since I shut down, exactly.
Right.
What happened was, I was listening to this channeling, you know, Carol is his name, Lee Carroll. He does Kryon.
Mm-hmm.
That night, I had this urgency. I needed to meditate after I listened to his channel on that day, that
mm-hmm.
morning. Then when I went to bed, during my dream, I had crying came to me and took me out of, I had an out-of-body experience. And that was a beginning of total change in me just within 2 months. I mean, I'm getting all this communication coming through me from higher being, which is my guardian angel, you know, mm-hmm. all that. It's like, wow. And they're telling me what I need to do, actually, because I asked them, what is the purpose of me being here?
Sure.
I know I'm here for purpose. Mm-hmm. And they told me I needed to do the humanity work, which I have this urgency that I need to do that, which I've been doing, buying groceries, you know, dropping them off.
Well, Carolyn, I want to tell you something, and this is what I want to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I want to tell you is really in the time in which you asked for these messages not to come, that was actually a time in your life, I believe, for a different experience. But I think since the age of 51, you've mm-hmm. moved into this 11 pinnacle, which opens back up that 11 energy, that mm-hmm. master psychic energy. Mm-hmm. It brings it into your experience, and it will serve to illuminate you. And the psychic experiences is kind of like kicking that door wide open again.
Mm-hmm.
And so the psychic experiences are there for you now. And there is a certain thing about this last pinnacle that you actually can be the messenger. You actually can deliver the message that you came to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the energy of this year for you, you're in a very intensified 2 year. Now, the two is also talking about psychic ability, being able to connect to the spiritual as well. So it's not surprising that this is happening. And again, on 2 months ago in May, you were in a 7 months, which is very spiritual. So, you know, it's kind of like there's certain times in your life where there's an ebb and a flow to the energy. And I have to say, at this time in your life, this connection to the spiritual, this is definitely an open door for you for whatever reasons for you to do what it is you came to do, whatever your destiny is, whatever your soul
mm-hmm.
purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do wish you well, and I hope...
Thank you.
I hope, and as far as the 11s go, that's just spurring you on.
Yeah.
It's reminding you.
It's taking me everywhere, trust me.
There you go. So when you see those 11s, that's their way of acknowledging you and more or less encouraging you and letting you know that they're there. So try to look at it that way.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing your story. I mean, certainly your energy, what you said by your description
mm-hmm.
of your life, because usually people with master numbers, it's not always easy, but your description really helps to validate the numbers that are in your chart, and I truly do appreciate your sharing that with us and letting us, you know, hear it. So thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, wow. That was lovely. Certainly this Carolyn has got a plethora of master energy in her chart, and this is definitely a time right now in her chart where things are wide open for her, what I said to her. So it's very nice when, you know, I like it when people call in and they get their readings and then they validate the information, which makes my job easier to convince you that you need to know your numerology. Okay. I'm not sure, but I think I have another caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. It's Eve.
Hi, Eve. How are you?
I'm good. I just tuned in, so I might be... I don't want to get you off track, but I had a question I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
I know, you know, from you when you've done readings for me and done my numerology and my husband's, that you can kind of get your personality from that, learn more about yourself from that, if I'm making sense.
Sure.
Can you do that with animals?
Yes, absolutely.
So
you can. Knowing the date of birth of an animal, knowing the name that you gave them, and everything has a vibration. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, if you can look at the name of a dog, you can look at when they're born, that can tell you stuff, yes.
Okay. That's
yes.
all I wanted to know.
Well, you know, it's really kind of fascinating, but... you know, I did I was with Pets Tell the Truth, which was another BBS radio show, and we did a whole show on that.
Oh, really?
Pet numerology. So I don't know if you can find it in the archives, but definitely it is so. Pepper, you know, Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's, you know, I say that she needs a doggy therapist because she's very anal about things. She likes everything in order. She likes to go out at certain times, eat at certain times. She likes to sleep in certain places.
Right.
And she's a four life path and a four birthday, which is just funny to me. And she needs a doggy shrink because she really doesn't like people. She likes to be left alone. And she has, think of Pepper. P is a seven.
Mm-hmm.
Two more P's in her name. There's so much seven energy in Pepper. And she likes her alone time, and she doesn't like people. She wants to be, she's a hermit. So I think it's really funny how she vibrates through her numbers. So
that's funny. Okay.
So that's just a little example for you. But thanks. That's a great question, Eve. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye. Okay, for those of you, Eve is a really good friend of mine, a lovely, lovely person. And, you know, just for a sidebar here, just a side note, Eve has recently undergone some major experiences in her life. She's literally had to go through cancer, surgery, chemo, recovery, and more surgery. One of the most bravest people that I know. And she truly has been a tower of strength, and she has been an inspiration to me. And when it was all said and done, Eve was trying to find, I guess, maybe a purpose. And during her illness, Eve had a dog named Rufus. And, oh, my God, if you could see a picture of Rufus, I wish I could show you. It was a giant mastiff. And during her illness and recovery, Rufus was there for her every step of the way. And he gave her a tremendous amount of comfort and love. And unfortunately, after Eve got through her chemo and was recovering, Rufus himself developed cancer. And unfortunately and sadly, Rufus died. And Eve continues to inspire me because in her grief of losing her best friend, her ally, her nurse, her companion, she was inspired to start a company called Rufus Rags. And what these are they're actually those doggy rags that you put on dogs, you know, the various different colors and whatnot. And it's totally inspired by her love of Rufus and the fact that he was a wonderful companion for her. And she is actually donating part of the proceeds from the sale of these rags to the American Cancer Society. So, again, even in adversity, Eve has turned it into something beautiful and positive and wonderful. And I think that I really do wish her well. And if any of you are listening and you would like to check it out, you can go to www.rufus, R-U-F-U-S, rags, R-A-G-Z, .com. And check it out because it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful expression of Eve's energy, and certainly you'll be inspired if you see the website. And I got totally distracted, so I apologize for that. Okay, back to where I was. I want to talk to you just for a moment because just recently I've come to an understanding of the terminology beyond the veil. Now, so many psychics and mediums speak of seeing guides and communicating with them. Others speak of seeing angels and light beings. Some see those who have passed on from this earthly plane. And this is known as seeing beyond the veil. And books suggest that having this ability is a gift. And on some level, our egos attach a great value to being able to do it. Now, first of all, what I want to say about gifts is this. I think that through our energy of our numbers, we're actually predisposed to be gifted in certain areas. There certainly are people that are gifted at being an artist, people who are gifted musically. There are some people that are gifted with speech and the ability to inspire others. There are people that are gifted with just simply being beautiful, you know, to just be so incredibly beautiful that just seeing a person brings pleasure and joy. There are so many gifts. There's a gift of discipline. There's the gift of the people in this world that are free spirits and adventurers. And there's also the gift of the mystic, the sage, the spiritual being. And so what I want to say about gifts is that this is just one of many, many gifts that our soul has. But getting back to the subject of seeing beyond the veil, I think that it also is the ability to see the soul in all things, to see beyond what is, or in other words, seeing beyond the physical reality of our lives. I think too often we view the world through our ego, which that's where judgment lives and where love is. It's not really a constant thing. So if you're able to look at each and every person and search for their soul, you begin to see the beauty and the perfection of their creation. It is in that moment that judgment ceases to exist and unconditional love begins to flow, and you have moved beyond what is to seeing beyond the veil. And perhaps that was Pythagoras' greatest secret, because it is in through an understanding of the numbers that the sight of seeing beyond the veil, is given. And it's probably one of the greatest gifts of numerology. Because really and truly, when you're looking at someone's chart, you're literally looking at their soul, and you begin to understand what it is they came to experience. And you understand their motivations, and you understand what makes them them. You understand that they're not like you. You understand that their experiences, what they chose, are different from yours, and what makes them happy is different from you. And that is seeing the soul. And that is where the judgment stops, once you understand that they don't see things through your eyes. They don't hold your truth, that everyone is different, and created their creation of their soul is completely different from yours. And so that's what I'm trying to stress there, is seeing beyond the veil when seeing the soul. And the numerology chart absolutely gives you insight into a person's soul. Now, on another note, it's hard to understand the notion of people who do not know that it even exists. They don't know what numerology is, and they do not use it for guidance in their lives. Now, numerology is based upon the concept that everything is exactly as it should be, so perhaps it's kind of less hard to understand why people remain unaware about numerology. So I do pose to you that if you happen to be listening to this radio show tonight, this is the perfect timing of the universe for you to open your mind to this powerful tool and explore the possibilities. Numerology defines the energy that is you. Your energy is quite unlike anyone else's on the planet. It is impossible for two people to have the exact same numerology charts, because in order to do so, they have to have been born on the exact same day and given the exact same name. And I ask you, what are the chances of that? So in the knowing of who you are, you begin to understand that it is impossible for you to be anything but you. So often we try to live up to others' expectations and perceptions only to make ourselves miserable in the process, and often we fail miserably at it. So once you become aware of who you are, you begin to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life. And even more important, once you realize that each person is uniquely different, you can understand and accept each other without judgment. You can find a sense of peace in your life by understanding this, and ultimately coming to an understanding of unconditional love and acceptance of the other people in your life. And, you know, it's really worth thinking about and dwelling on a little bit, you know, understanding what I just said. Now, I again remind you all that, you know, a lot of what I'm discussing tonight is trying to bring in the spiritual philosophy of numerology on the show. But I'm also open to your calls, and I'm open for readings. And certainly we love to do numerology readings on Visible by Numbers. So if you would like me to do a reading for you, by all means, give us a call. The number is 877-876-5227 for the USA. It's 888-815-9756 for Canada, and it's 530-876-3222. That's a direct line from Canada. And I remind you all that you're listening to BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio network on the planet. So now, what I want to do is discuss just a little bit the fact that if you look at the numbers, they're energy. And when you begin to realize that, We have to understand that we draw to ourselves experiences based upon that energy, okay? So going back to, you know, what Neil Walsh. Why do I want to call him Neil Diamond? I'm sure he'd love that, but anyhow. When we go back to what I read earlier about that we create our lives, we create our experiences, what I'm about to say about the numbers will, you know, help to explain, given number by number, what those experiences are. But before I begin that, I am hearing that someone has called into the show, so let me take a minute and answer this call. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison, it's Terry.
Hey, Terry, what's up?
I was just listening earlier, and as I listened to Carolyn, who called in and followed along your reading with her, and I was particularly struck by the fact that in the last, she said 2 months ago, she mm-hmm. felt this urgency on the humanitarian side, and
right.
She just all of a sudden is compelled, and yet it's a nine universal year. So that would
right.
be humanitarian, right?
Right. Very good point, Terry. Very good.
And so I was just really struck by that, she having her master numbers, and I wonder how many folks out there right now, as we're hearing the ascension and all of these energies that are coming in, people are feeling, you know, a calling, if you will, for lack of a better word, to higher purposes of retreat centers and, you know, just to do things and spread love, and they don't know why, maybe necessarily like Carolyn was, you know, she came to find out it was written in her numbers.
Right.
So I just thought I'd call and talk to you about that.
Well, I think that that's a very, very good and very valid pointing out that it's a nine universal year. And personally, you know, even in my experience with readings, that so many people are coming to me and saying, I wasn't really into all of this.
Right.
But I just feel an urgency and something necessary to develop the spiritual aspects of self or to grow or to somehow make a deeper, stronger connection. And it's so evident with the first time people that I'm reading for, and also even the quantity of people that are calling. It's almost as though there's an awakening of some sort going on, and people are trying to catch up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's July, right? That's mm-hmm. a 7 month, so mm-hmm. that makes it the energy of the seeker, right?
Right. It's a universal 7 month, right?
And then in a 9 year.
Yeah,
you're
that's a lot of
energy.
Ringing
off the hook this month.
Well, it sometimes feels a little bit like that, but
yeah.
You know, I'm always in awe when I'm doing readings for people. I'm just in awe because, you know, sometimes all of this is planned. It's actually planned in the numbers. It's planned in the pentacles. It's actually, you know, we think that you know, it's a coincidence, but it's not. It's planned in the numbers. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's an 11 pentacle.
Mm-hmm.
She moved into it. She hit a 2 year, which is really, it's 2000. It's a nine universal year. It's a nine universal year. It's a 7 month. 2 months ago, she was in a personal 7 month. There's a timing to a lot of this.
Right.
I have so many people like, Allison, what's going on with me? And I'll look at their chart and it's a seven, you know, they might be their own personal year being a seven. And I'm always laughing when I do readings for people because inevitably they quite often are in 7 months or 7 years. And that's the time to go seeking the knowledge.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, they get this inspiration to get a numerology reading.
And
there is a timing to all of this. Even in people's lives where this last minute waking up,
right.
Well,
the urgency.
It's meant to be.
The urgency
yeah.
that she spoke
oh, yeah.
of struck me. And she mentioned humanitarian several times, and I thought, there you go, it's a 9 year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
And also the energy of the 22 and the 11.
Well, of course.
You know, the one thing you got to understand there is the only way to use that energy is to use it in a humanitarian way.
Mm-hmm.
So that ties in why. So
well,
that's a really valid, great
I
observation, Terry.
All those listeners out there to call you and get a reading because you're phenomenal at it.
Oh, thanks, Terry. You're sweet.
Okay.
Appreciate
talk
it.
To you later. Thanks.
Talk to you later. All
bye.
Right. Bye. Okay, let me get a drink of water here. Hold on. All righty. So, thank you, Terry, for that. That's very sweet of you, and I appreciate that. All right, so let's just talk about, you know, like I was saying, we are energy. We do pull into our space the vibrations. Whatever we are, we pull that energy in. So let's take, for instance, your one life path. And certainly, if you have this energy in your chart, you're going to learn how to be independent. And you're going to learn the value of independence. And you're going to learn to stay on your own two feet, to become an individual. And then once you understand all that stuff, you go on to become a leader. And so your path in this life will present you with many opportunities to use your leadership abilities. All the characteristics of the one will come into play, such as your innovativeness, your pioneering spirit, your courage, your determination, and your creativity. Now, if you take into account Michael Moore and what I said earlier about his life path, certainly he has brought those experiences into his life. It's pretty obvious when you look at it. If we're looking at the two life paths, a person with two energy, here you're learning to find balance and harmony in everything that you do, and you're learning the benefits of cooperating with others and to compromise. You're learning about patience and peacekeeping. And throughout your life, many opportunities will come into your life that present you or enable you to use these abilities and to explore them. And later on in life, you're going to actually use what you've learned to bring people together. And your greatest asset when you're two is your sensitivity and your intuition. And with that being your energy, you're going to pull into your life these experiences. Now, if we look at the three, three learns to speak from their heart. They use enthusiasm and optimism and joy to inspire everyone around them. They're learning to express their emotions. And they're born communicators. They have just delightful personalities. They teach us to see the joy in any situation. And threes are very artistic and creative. And, you know, usually a three expresses the artistic in almost just about everything that they do. And so if you're a three person, a three life path, three birthday, you're going to draw those experiences into your life. Because, you know, technically what we're talking about here is this: these are the experiences your soul created for you to have when you came in this lifetime. This is part of your soul journey. Now let's talk a little bit about the fours. If you're a four, you're actually going to learn how to work hard and how to do things methodically. You're learning what it's like to be loyal and faithful and follow the rules. You're learning to be reliable. And once those lessons, and you're learning discipline as well. I mean, certainly discipline. But once you understand those things, you understand things about yourself, you're going to build a very solid foundation of security in your lives. Because people with the four energy, they're the born builders. They're the ones that really build the foundation of this planet. It's the fours. Now, fives. Fives are learning about flexibility and adaptability and freedom. And, you know, it's not unusual for someone who has a five life path, five birthday, to have many turns of events in their lives. And the reason for that is you're learning to welcome each change, each new opportunity. And, you know, once you learn how to be flexible and adaptable, then, you know, you learn how to be free and be a free spirit. I mean, because basically fives believe in the freedom of all things. The one thing that you're going to learn about fives is they're good at everything they do. They're very liberal in thought. They're very resourceful people. And they spend their lives basically experiencing all the things that life have to offer. So for fives, you actually draw into your life experiences that creates change around you, change with where you live and what you do, who you live with. All your experiences in life is constant change. When we move on to the energy of the six, we're learning a lesson about balance. More specifically, the balance between giving and receiving of love. Now, the path of a six is one of service, and it's mostly directed at friends and family. It certainly is a life path of responsibility and duty. So sixes are born to be counselors. They're born to be sympathetic, loving, and caring. I mean, these really are the cosmic mother and father energies. And they do seek out the beauty in life. They seek out to beautify their home and everything around them. So sixes are really going to draw into their arena, to their energy, children and family and relationships and love of home and hearth and family, teaching and counseling. All those things are in the path of the six. Okay, moving on to the seven. Now, sevens really are the seekers of the truth. These are the mystics, the wise old sages, the Buddhas of the world. And they're going to be led to study and analyze just about everything, because the seven is really learning about themselves, and they're learning about faith and a connection to the spiritual. And the sevens are drawn to the mysteries of life. So sevens possess intellect and an analytical mind. And once they learn, they really are supposed to be sharing their wisdom with others, the things that they've learned. Sevens are really the experts, because they're the people who are the specialists, the researchers, those who have explored things to the depths that you possibly can go trying to understand something. I mean, they are the experts that solve that mystery, that thing that remains a mystery to others. The seven is a born seeker, whether or not they're spiritual. They're born to be philosophical, scientific. Sometimes they can actually be, you know, a little bit of a techie, a little bit more interested in the technological. And they also are born teachers. So what is the seven going to draw to their energy? What is it that the seven wanted to create in their life? Well, certainly experiences that would teach them about the metaphysical, about the spiritual things. You know, sevens actually draw into their life experiences where they meet teachers that teach them. They have experiences with perhaps mediums and psychics. They meet them. They talk to them. They explore. Sevens, you know, will have many, many, I would guess, quite psychic experiences in their life as well that cause them to question, what was that? Is that possible? And that sets them about to, you know, seeking more knowledge on the subject. And sevens certainly, you know, have the capacity to explore spiritual philosophy to the deepest depth. And they really have the opportunity in their lifetimes to bring forth new spiritual philosophy, perhaps the likes of which that hasn't been on this planet before. So sevens pull all those sorts of experience to them. Now if we look at the eight. An eight life path, you know, you're here to learn the difference between success and what is really valuable in life. So eight is the path of mastery, where you are learning what to do with your natural power and authority. You're learning to be a born leader and how to run large businesses or organizations and to accomplish many things. But you might even have a legacy. You might even leave a legacy, as you know, leave something wonderful behind as you go on to the next lifetime. But you're also learning to balance out and not make money the most important thing in the world. And you're learning to balance out the physical with the material, with the spiritual, keeping all things on even playing fields. So the eight is going to, person with an eight life path certainly can draw into their life powerful people, the movers and the shakers of the world, the people who run large corporations or who are powerful politicians or powerful people. The eight is going to pull those experiences into their life, because that is what that particular soul thought. So, you know, that's what we're talking about here. Pulling, the numbers are explaining what your soul is seeking. What kind of experiences did you come to have in this lifetime? We move on to the nine. The nine will lead you to understand the interconnectedness of all things. It's a path of universal love that learns compassion and tolerance. And once this is learned and understood, nines will learn to let go and surrender. They surrender the self for the greater good of all. You know, people with nine life paths truly know the golden rule and do not understand why others don't. Nines are born healers and they're born humanitarians. And nine is really about completion as well. You know, there's something that you're completing in this lifetime having to do with your soul evolution. So if you have a nine life path, a nine expression, you have to understand that there's something about what you're doing that truly is going to put you on a different plane when you move on from this particular lifetime. Now, one really interesting thing that I kind of want to bring in here, and specifically kind of want to attach it to the nine life path, and to help you understand a lot of what I discussed earlier, is the fact that, you know, most numerology books will teach you that nine life paths usually have difficult childhoods, that they have sad childhoods sometimes. And that is part of the experience, truly, because it is in that childhood, it is in that experience that the nine learns about compassion, that it learns about empathy, that it learns about perhaps being a victim, perhaps being on the receiving end of an injustice or something cruel or unkind. And it teaches that nine that to choose later on in life different things, to choose to be compassionate, to choose to be kind, to choose to help somebody in need. But that thing is attached to the nine life path, that childhood thing. And as the nine moves through life, they have to learn to let go of the childhood, to forgive, to love unconditionally, and to move on with their life, and to just try as best as they can to go forth and to be compassionate and loving to all of humanity and to love unconditionally. And it never ceases to amaze me that when I'm doing readings for people and I'm talking to nine life paths and I bring this particular aspect up about the nine, which is written in almost every numerology book, every nine resonates to the fact that there is some sort of trauma somewhere in their childhood. And that is part of the experience. And you have to step back and you have to think for a minute and you have to say to yourself, well, you know, all souls are created in beautiful perfection, including these experiences. This soul chose this experience coming in because from that experience, that soul grew. And from that experience, that soul comprehended what compassion is, comprehended kindness, comprehended the desire to help those that are less fortunate. Because you know from that experience later on in life, when they meet somebody who's in need, they're not going to turn their back. They're going to offer a hand to help because they've been there. They've been in that position of need and wanting of compassion and kindness and someone to help them. And so, therefore, that experience taught them much. And so the final note, or the one final thing that I kind of want to say here, is that we would all of us hope, you know, that in our lives it was full of beautiful things and happiness and wonderment and everything goes well. But, you know, all things teach, whether it's a beautiful, wonderful, loving experience or whether it's adversity, it all teaches us. And so that's where we have to step back to a certain extent and see beyond the veil and actually look to see what did that experience teach us. And we may perceive it at that moment to be a very traumatic thing or a very sad thing or a very upsetting thing, but really, truly, if we look to see what did it teach us, we can actually see that that moment in time was actually one of the greatest triumphs of our soul. And so I want to leave you with that thought. Okay. So that's the end of my dissertation on numerology and spirituality for tonight, but I do have a few minor announcements to make before I close the show, okay? Well, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is I am offering an Introduction to Numerology teleconference class. It's currently open for enrollment. I have one class that's upcoming on this Saturday, and that one's closed. We have more than enough people for that class. But I do have positions open for some other classes on other nights that I'm offering. Now, what I want to tell you is each class will be limited to a certain amount of students because I really want to assure personalized instruction. And I actually taught this workshop in Doylestown, PA, and it really people loved the way that I taught this workshop. So, and many of you have expressed the desire to learn more about numerology and asked me, when are you going to be teaching something? So I really was inspired to design the same class that I did in Doylestown, but I'm doing it teleconference style. And the beauty of this class is that it's interactive because each of you are going to have your own personal numerology chart, and we're going to work with it as class begins. It's designed not only to teach you about numerology, but also to teach you to better understand your own personal unique energy. The teleconference class also has so much to offer because, like I said, personalized instruction, instant questions and answers, and the convenience of doing it from your home. And this is an introductory class, and I also am going to provide some worksheets for you. So if you're interested, please contact me at my email addresses. You can find them on the front page, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, or alynch@ptd.net for more information. Also, don't forget to sign up for my newsletter. All you got to do is email me, put newsletter in the title, and I'd be happy to send you the free newsletter. I mean, it's got a lot of great information, teaches you more about numerology. There's some really great websites on it, books that are coming out. It's a wonderful newsletter. It's all free, so just email me. So that's it for tonight, people. That's the show. And thank you, all of you that called in. Appreciate that. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I'll be back again next week, same time. And so, in the meantime, I wish you love, peace, and abundance.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And I'm quite certain we're going to have all of that covered here today. Here again, Carrie O'Connor, she's here, she's on the line, and we're going to be opening up the lines. This is it. It's go time, people. Now, Carrie O'Connor has been doing intuitive readings for many years. I discovered her firsthand having, being the subject of a reading, and absolutely changed my total opinion on the whole thing. And not that it was different before, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. I've always said, you know, kind of half jokingly said since then, get goggles and a helmet on when you have these readings with Carrie, because they are powerful, and I'm not kidding, and some of you will be finding out today firsthand, whoever gets through on the lines. I'm going to give out the numbers in a minute, but first I want to welcome Carrie onto the show. We can find out kind of how she's doing, because the last show that we had scheduled, that we rescheduled for two today because she wasn't feeling well. So, Carrie O'Connor, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Feeling the energy shifting of July like a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
July has been neat. We need those cosmic seat belts on and attached.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And from what my guides are telling me, we're going to really start feeling a break in August, which is good because it's really, we've been doing the seatbelts and goggles in a lot of places in our life from January, so it's a long time to 6 months is a long time to be in a fast car. So we'll see a significant change in August.
Well, you know, I've had so many emails from people all around the world who are, you know, they're so immersed in radical change right now and shift.
Yeah.
So is that also what you're hearing with your clients?
Absolutely, absolutely, Nicole. I have so many people that are, I call it like walking in between two worlds where they have their foot, it seems like in one part of the world and one foot in the other, and they're just trying to not feel it like the earth is falling out underneath them. So radical change, but think of change as good, and that's where I love seeing the global consciousness that we have had cellular memory that has been in the, think of the templates of the global consciousness, that change can be bad, or change means the awful awfuls, or change is, you know, something negative, where change is part of life. Seasons change, day turns to night. And so we're going back to becoming in more in rhythm with change and really erasing any kind of residual energy that has to do with change is something negative. And so people then feel the freedom and literally in their energy fields feel less of electromagnetic pull that pulls them back into change means fear, so then comes the radical change. And some of it seems like it comes out of the blue, where all of a sudden people are losing jobs, people leaving people, you know, as far as marriages, you know, just some real radical stuff. But if you look back, it's not really radical. It's been the blueprints have been in place the whole time. People are just feeling, again, think of it as a magnetic pull, a less of a magnetic pull to hold herself back. And so it's almost like a spring letting loose, and so that they could jump forward. But that's the part where people are really feeling freaky. I mean, I'm kind of funky, and I said the word freaky. Some people are feeling freaky with this electromagnetic pull being released. It can feel, if we're not steady and really embrace it, it can feel like we're on a roller coaster ride that we forgot that we were in line for. But that's the thing to remember, that we all were in line for this ride, and we all lined up here literally to come down in this earth time during this such magnificent change that is going on. And so here we're doing this in our own personal lives, and also the world is doing it. So there's a lot of radical change going on.
Mm-hmm. And
how are
so,
you doing?
Definitely on the ride.
Do you remember you were on it?
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think knowing I was on it didn't seem to help much recently.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know what I really noticed, too, and I experienced this with myself, we experienced back problems that I didn't have for 20 years. And so a lot of people are having reoccurrence. And I was saying this the last show before I experienced my back stuff, of reoccurrence of childhood diseases or disorders. I've had adults with mumps and chickenpox and just stuff that were childhood diseases. And what I saw energetically is that it was a good sign when you weren't experiencing chickenpox or because you were shooting back pain, and we're getting down to cellular releasing in our physical body. So we have the spiritual body, the mental, emotional, and the physical body. So where I looked at it as the observer, just looking at grids and within the energy field and the earth, getting down to the physical is really getting down to that nitty-gritty. When I see a water pick, it means symbolically to me, think of getting the plaque out of our teeth. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty residual energy that can go way back, even other past that have to do with anything that's interfering with our contract. And so here we're getting, when I see a new deck of cards, we're literally writing new rules for a new deck of cards of what we're going to do, and really understanding what it means to, A, be a master. We've all heard it from Ascended Masters, but what does it mean to be a master? And then part of us saying, oh, I don't want to be in the master seat. I'd rather, because for thousands of years we've been in that patriarchal, matriarchal place where it's the horizontal or the vertical thing. Oh, my father, or father, you know, the posture of prayer. We're really starting to understand what it means to put our hands out, shake the hand of spirit, and being a partnership with that. And that even started affecting energy grids, where the vertical lines and the horizontal lines started being equal. And so that means the balance of giving and receiving. That means the balance of really what it means to be in a partnership of co-creation, where a lot of people, especially in the age group of 50 to 80, we're really going back to, I'd really rather be born from 40 years from now, that they don't want to, they want things to be settled because it could have felt really disturbing to them, that they'd rather pray extra hard and be born when things are all settled down. But I really believe in my bones and from what the council told me that every single one of us on this earth right now has come down here because we weren't going to miss the potential, and it's not even a potential anymore, of what is happening to the earth. We are absolutely changing and anchoring in peace on earth. The whole rest of our lives are welcome to the wonderful mystical magical rides. But think of it, Nicole, of how much we are warriors to be the ones. Yes, I've had days myself where I'm saying I wish I was born right now. I mean, and to have the electromagnetic grids of the crystal kids, are they don't have the magnetic poles that hold them back, so of course they're more in direct line with their higher self or the higher consciousness, because their energy fields are different. But think of how, what masters we are to want to be here in the very front four lines of it. And I like to remind people that that's a warrior. That's a spiritual warrior that wants to come here during this time when we're out in this whole new. I kept on hearing my guides saying, welcome to the new frontier. It sounded like a Star Wars thing, and I even saw like Star Wars stuff. And I said, oh my God, another one? Because I kept on seeing that. I was like, how many more frontiers? But that's what we're entering into. But with it, there always has to be checks and balances. We learn it in eighth grade government classes, and there's always a checks and balance, giving and receiving. And as we're doing this work, there's always a balancing out. And so what we're doing, and especially the last 3 weeks to a month and a half in particular, is think of it symbolically. I've seen we were releasing that what we know as what comes around goes around, karmic stuff. And so we all know what comes around goes around in a negative connotation, but then we're being invited to really integrate what comes around goes around in a positive way, and that includes what our ancestors done, when our family members and our ancestry have done good stuff for another person, that they're really being encouraged to open up our arms and receive the checks and balances that comes around goes around in receiving in a positive note. And again, for so many centuries, we've known that in a negative sense. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, so interesting. That's been something that's been coming up in the last couple of weeks for me, too. So it felt like a lot of karmic clearing issues coming up for people. And that's not something I've ever really gotten into before or bought into before, but I certainly have been lately. And, you know, one of the things that I think we can really help people with is that, as you say, when these things are coming up, childhood diseases or things that you haven't dealt with for a long time, suddenly, poof, there it is. What the hell is that? It doesn't feel like, oh, we're blissfully clearing out our way to, you know, higher. You know, it feels like crap, you know. And so, you know, is there something that we can do?
What I tell people, Nicole, is stop, drop, and roll, is that the first place we could go, especially when we're in physical pain, is we contract, and we literally contract. Our muscles contract. We have a defensive posture because we're in pain, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so the faster we can, like, untrain ourselves to get out of that retracted state and not be reactive, be expansion and expand our energy versus, and literally, like, when I said to my back, stop and expand, stop and expand, but I didn't think of it until I was 5 hours into total spasm and all in the ER. And so, but as soon as I did that, and I just can told my body, went down into my lower back and just saw myself expand, it reversed it. And it really was, normally when I've ever experienced stuff like that before, I'm 3-4 weeks out on a bed, and it was a day and a half, but it was a horrific day, but it really turned it around. So stop, drop, and enroll, and also not judging ourselves, because our mental mind gets in the way and says, well, who do you think you are, fans? Or look what's going on with you, all the good that you do, why are you experiencing that? This. And so people could be so hard on themselves, and I see myself doing, why should I be experiencing this and all that, you know, and then it goes back into, you know what, stop asking why and just really go into, what can I do now? The power is always in the present, and so sometimes the mental mind gets in our way to kind of screw around with us. And so the stop, drop, and roll, really, just like as if it was a fire, it grounds us, and I will sometimes literally pull my hands out and just like and stamp my foot down, and when I'm doing that, I am calling my body all in alignment. And also, one of the gifts from Spirit is what they're talking about. It's interesting because education has been talking about whole teaching, holistic teaching, and all the whole teaching is better for the children instead of auditory or tactile. And so what the guides were starting to talk about was the holy brain, and whole as in holy as in the Holy Bible, and whole as in H-W-O-L-E. And I'm having a free class on this, and I really encourage people to look at it because I'm doing it with a psychiatrist, and he's going to explain the parts as far as what I was seeing as far as the brain. But what I was watching, especially again the last month and a half, is like, think of, again, we have the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, and the physical level, is I was seeing the levels of the brain becoming whole. And so the bridge of the hemispheres of the brain, they're having shorter synapses. So we are literally evolving. I see our tailbone going down and the brain not having two hemispheres. So what does that mean? That means that we have more access to our soul's code, our access to our records, our Akashic records. Shorter synapses means faster time to tap into it, and we are going to holy brain, into going into the pineal gland, getting be able to download the mystery school teachings. And so what is that? All of a sudden we have a backache and we take mushroom root or something that is helpful to us, because we do have all the knowledge. And even if we didn't remember going to the schools, all of a sudden something comes into our head and we have this profound healing. So we, as we're turning and evolving into these homoluminous walking angels, it is literally happening on the physical body. And that's the last leg of it when you think of it. As soon as we clear out the physical body, then it goes back to the emotional, mental, spiritual. And there's always a, again, checks and balancing energy always going back and forth. But when we're literally at the physical part, and this is where we're really feeling it, but this is where, again, it's where you take all the teaching that we've known and really get into a posture of, it doesn't have to be long, Nicole, even 10 minutes a day of just getting into a space and just really tuning yourself in, and everything is energy, everything is frequency, and attuning yourself, and especially when I do stop, drop, and roll, when I expand my energy, I also bombard myself with things that from the past or even the future as far as co-creation, as far as happy thoughts, and it literally breaks the cycle. I mean, they've shown that with different science instruments that it breaks the balls instead of our head going back into our database of our brain and our subconscious and going into all those times where we've had wounds. What we're doing is literally wiping our hard drive free of those wounds, and so we don't have access to them even subconsciously. And then what do? We need to fill in the database. So anything we can fill in that's positive, that's experiencing, that's unbelievable, expect miracles, be miracles, all that stuff. It's not just fluff words as far as cheerleaders on the sidelines. It is truly what masters have done. Masters are coming in and helping us with this. People have seen orbs left and right. People are sending me this unbelievable stuff as far as confirmation of how much we are getting help. And so it's a part of asking, stop, drop, and roll, get into routine. I am such a post-it person where when I was making a major change, because we're creating new habits here, and habits create a couple weeks to create one. So we could have all good intentions, but if our habits, our subconscious habits are stronger than our positive affirmations, all of a sudden flush down the, toilet, and all of a sudden we're like saying, what the heck's going on here? And so getting into having post-its all around the room, do you have, where you brush your teeth, just think of cleansing your energy field. It's like it not doing it is like not taking a shower. If you start thinking like that way, it really starts, it's just an integral part of our new living. And this is so exciting because as soon as we're laying down these roadways and be around like-minded people, seek out, find people that are of the like-minded. It's not being hierarchical and better than anybody else. It's just so important to be. We're inclusive. Everyone's here for this, to do this together. And, you know, only of a percentage, only 10% of the world is going for this conscious move, and 90% isn't. But don't look at those odds saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's just that it only takes the 10% because it's such a high-frequency energy to shift the world. So the 100th monkey, it doesn't take it. It doesn't matter the number. numbers, but this is when it is so important to, even if we don't feel like it, sometimes I just am so sensitive, I want to go in my closet and not be around anybody, and I'm making myself go out and connect because that connection is so important. The skin connection, we all could be in our heads, but the skin is the biggest organ, and it also goes in it. They show that the nucleus is not the brain of the cell anymore. It's the membrane, the skin. So science is helping us prove all of this. We're being asked to welcome this change and also know that there is a break. And as when we're experiencing that side of the pendulum where it feels like it's going on that side of the swing of the pendulum, there always has to be a balancing out because that's the way the universe is, checks and balances. Everything swings. There has to be an opposite side.
Wow. You know, your vibrational level is just buzzing through the roof. Are you like this all the time?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, holy smokes. Well, I think goggles and a helmet, people, if you get through, that's my recommendation. Let's start with taking some calls. I'm going to give out the numbers here. Toll-free in the U.S. to call right now, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-815-9756. I think that's different than the number that we sent out. So if you're listening and you got a pen, 888-815-9756. And the direct line is area code 530-876-3222. And I believe we've already got someone on the line. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie from Northern Indiana, Elkhart, and I totally agree with everything that Carrie has been saying. I think it's such an exciting time. I am 61 years old, but I have been working with James Ray since 2001 in his Journey of Power. I've recently taken the Reiki class and have been beginning to practice Reiki, and that's interesting because the Reiki class was the first weekend in June, and so things have really sort of ramped up since then. I've been working with a couple of people, but anyway, I'm glad to be here.
Did you have a question specific or anything for Carrie?
Actually, no, not anything specific, because I saw the notice on my email and saw the information on her and thought, wow, this would be cool to call in and listen. I happen to be the first one on the line.
And here you are.
All and here right. I am.
Well, Jeannie in Indiana, anything coming through for her, Carrie?
Sure, Jeannie. I love it because you're part of a generational pattern changer because I see your grandfather coming on paternal side. He also wants to recognize James and also Mitchell. And also he's calling out to Mitchell, and that could also be a live person, also somebody coming in the next 6 months. Also, I'm seeing you doing such clear heart. I love when I see the thymus. The thymus is the high heart. That's where we are evolving to as far as the high heart love. And you absolutely are stepping into a very old soul, and I see that there's ancient souls and old souls, and you're part of an ancient group. So think of it as the first group of people that came down here to set the ley lines and to understand that we came down here to forget who we are, to wake up who we are. So you're the ancient ones are the ones that are saying, yippee, yay, hooray, and it doesn't matter how old we are because it's a real part of, God, this is what I came down here for. So, yeah, I'm just seeing, especially on the paternal side of the family and dad's side, that there's a real part. When I see them bow their head in honor, it's like they're respecting you because I'm seeing that 4.5 to 5.5 years old was a significant turning point for you, that you decided to break generational patterns and that you put a protective barrier up from the first three chakras to not repeat patterns, and especially when it comes to opportunities and missed opportunities, because I'm seeing great-grandfather or great-great came over from a different country, or there was a big move there, and so, yes, can be within states, but I see energetically it takes three generations to anchor down, and so what does that mean? That your first generation, and there tends to be a tendency when I read thousands of people around the world of not trusting, kind of keeping your heart cards close to the chest. And so you decided at a very young age that that doesn't resonate with you. So you took the pearls of wisdom and you left out the pain. And so you're being, when I see a stage in front of somebody and that stage is getting bigger and bigger, you're being going to be called out, and you get called out more and more too. And just think of your age group at 61 years old. Is we're going to be living well into our hundreds, and especially you have longevity on your side, because I'm seeing a great Aunt Ruth coming in, you know, something about goodies and good and plenties, or something with good and plenties and the white ones and the pink ones. Think about it, because she's laughing. And also, should that they're sitting there, and again, having you have the seat of honor because you're a young elder, and elders in the indigenous tribes is such a place of honor. And so I congratulate and say thank you to you, because you act like a tuning fork, and you attune, and you're just at the very beginning. I've seen you 7 years from now and just saying, oh my gosh, I really have done so much. I can't even believe how much more I've done. I'm also seeing that you're writing a book or some writing some kind of manual, and it's like a you can do it too, and like never say never kind of deal. And so I congratulate you. That's a wonderful thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling in, Jeannie.
Thank you.
All the best.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy James Ray. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He's not bad on the eyes either, is he?
Uh-huh.
No, not at all.
Alrighty then. So thank you, Jeannie. And that opens up.
I love it, because going to the ancient ones, Nicole, the ancient people, they're just saying Yahoo. They're just really a group of people that are just saying, I love this energy, and they feel like they've been literally reborn. It's like why they came down here for, and it's great. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, definitely, you know, I mean, there's a lot of challenges and a lot of change going on, but it's definitely, it truly is an exciting time. I mean, why come at a boring time, eh? Like, oh, yes, let's watch grass grow again. I mean, let's get in to have some fun. So it is definitely fun. I like what you said about connecting physically, you know, getting out there and networking and connecting with like-minded people. It changes everything. And I mean,
so many
of us like to isolate and cut off from that. And,
you know why, Nicole? Because we've spent so many lifetimes in isolation, in with the monks and monasteries, and many, many lifetimes of service. And so there are natural tendency, I know it's mine and yours, especially because we can do overload, you know, with people stuff and that, and to regroup with our kids. I know you and I do the same thing. And but then there's that real part of the connecting and going out in an inclusive. It's what we're doing is commuting, making one world, one heart. The world is becoming a smaller and smaller place with the internet, and you're really stepping out too. You're preparing to really go out there in a much broader way, and and it's a lot of work. But all the nooks and crannies are going to be definitely worked out, especially by February. But that human-to-human contact, I keep on seeing the skin, and the guys were talking about the skin. They're talking about Epsom salt in the showers, and they've been saying this for 2 years, but then they're talking about the human-to-human contact of just being around people is so important, because, again, we can tend to isolate, especially because sensitive people, clear empaths, they could be on overload. Sometimes I can't go to malls or anything because I could feel, I can hear when a plant needs water. I hear it's crying, and so sometimes it's just like so hard sometimes to go out, but if you just kind of tune in your put the mufflers on, send the energy out, it's just a time to just look at another human being and see them getting a light bulb in their face of getting it, and it's the most beautiful thing that could, it's touching another soul and a heart is just, it's you can't even put words to it.
Wow, that's so interesting that you say that, too, because I just spent 5 days at an event working with some really amazing people who work on a very deep level, you know, and all with the intention of taking News for the Soul and serving in a much bigger, broader way.
Yes.
The time is here for that to happen.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yep. Exactly.
All righty then. Do we have another caller on the line? I wasn't sure if I heard the beep. I'm going to give out the numbers one more time here. Boy, this will be setting a personal record if I actually do this twice on a show. Toll-free, 877. This is in the U.S. If you're calling from the U.S., toll-free number is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, 888-815 8151-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And direct line, if all of those are confusing, 530-876-3222. And so that's very interesting that that shift. So you actually saw that happening.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, absolutely. And January, February, and February, I'm seeing, like, I see wires, like cable wires. Are you what's your thing with TV? What are you doing?
Life-changing TV. Well, we started it, and we're kind of waiting for the universe to tell us where to put it.
This is something different. It's interesting. Be mindful of September, mid-September, of some. I see big cable wires, but that's also can represent of big money as far as the bigger the wires. And it's something from different from life-changing TV. Where, like, it ends up being a sister thing, and especially I'm seeing things happen very fast. So think of a blueprint, getting all the blueprints there. Now everyone's starting to color in the lines, and I'm just seeing people coming in from the woodworks. I mean a lot of people, like 15, 20 people at least minimum as far as the internal group, and then it goes out to a lot more people. But, yeah, and including the people feeling, and this is what I've been feeling myself, the emergence and urgence. And at first, urgence is not as a freak-out thing. Emergence, we're emerging. And, again, seeing what we all can bring, because we all have what I like to see the universe as, or see it as a, compare it to a masterpiece puzzle. And every single person's piece is important, and that some people, the more we shine and show our piece of the color, the more it wakes up the other person to start filling in their colors. And so everyone has something to bring to the puzzle. Everyone's being asked to, we're all part of the puzzle anyway, so we're asking to color in those lines. And it's a real inclusive connection where people are waking up as far as that electromagnetic pull, and they're looking for stuff like your radio show and your archives and the TV, because you have that calming energy, Nicole, and it's like what all the work that you've, you know when spirit, you think it's going to be one way, then all of a sudden you kind of have it, but it takes a less, and then you're saying, oh, my God, it's been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing going in September. And so you have all the outlines on it, the blueprint, but there's like a major left turn, but it's grander than we could ever expect it. You know, I was going to be a housewife that's raised two kids, you know, and I just had to trust with spirit, and I really had to, you know, being a housewife with two kids was the thing that I was to do until my kids were a certain age, and then I was to do something else, but it was a left-hand turn. And it
was, you know, it's funny, I've been feeling that, like there was some kind of something really different coming. And yeah, that's so interesting. And that's, again, the sort of pattern that's been going on with a lot of people. You know, it's been a long haul. I mean, I've been, you know, plugging away at this for over a decade, trying to, you know, bring my piece here by finding all people like you that are bringing your pieces and connecting them, you know. So
Right.
Nice to know that that's
You know what's funny? I always joked with people that I was going to start an energy dating service. And people always yell at me to, not yell, they get all excited because, and I don't know why I just saw that over your head, you and I doing some kind of energy dating service, but read the people's energy and then have an energy networking thing.
Wow, well maybe we can get you involved in my other website, enlightendating.com.
Oh, you are doing that?
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's why you saw that.
I think I should go look to see what you're doing in that.
Yeah, well we need to breathe some life in over there too. And but it was it's a no-brainer concept for people to obviously want to connect with like minds, on a conscious path. And
but what I found was fascinating was then take it deeper and read their energy patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do like attracts like, but those end up being very good platonic friends. But then when you add the different colors of the rainbow, where somebody with the blues and purples, like you'd be very good with a yellow red person, like James Ray. He's yellow red, and so green, yellows, and the other colors of the rainbow. So they then it's a complete match. We tend to get drawn toward the same colors, but then we always
usually
meet on the same colors.
We'll have to let James know about that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he's very yellow.
I'm yellow, James.
Carrie.
Yep.
Carrie,
have we got someone on the line yet?
Yeah, this is Jeannie again. I'm still listening. I did think of a question. What is the 12-12 Trinity Love activation modality?
Well, here's what we'll do, Jeannie. I'll get Carrie to answer the question, but that's probably why the other callers aren't getting through, because you're actually still on the show.
Oh, and I'm
so you are going to have to hang up for the answer.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Well, we've had a lovely chit chat anyway, so that's
all right. That's right.
But you can go to newsforthesoul.com later and hear it if you can't hear, you know, through the website or whatever. And check it out there, newsforthesoul.com, all free, all the time. So what is the 12-12 Trinity?
The 12-12 Trinity Love Activation, I changed the name to, and I got to get that on that website. We're in the major of an overhaul. It's the Body Temple class. So the 12-12, it's the healing modality that attunes you to the higher heart energy. It's different from Reiki, different from EMS balancing. It comes in with Metatron's energy. I've been attuned to this my whole life. I didn't know it was going to be a modality that I was supposed to pick out to it, but it's the body template, the 12-12 class in particular, attunes us. Because a lot of people think it goes to the physical body and the 2 feet around us, and then the master class goes from the 2 feet around us to the 4 feet, and the relationship class goes to 4 feet to 7 feet around us to even 12 feet. And a lot of people wonder, why doesn't the secret work with me? Why doesn't what's going on with manifestation, and I could have all these greatest ideas, and I'm not able to give birth to them. So the 12-12 Trinity Love Activation helps you break through those subconscious patterns that that can be so deep and so subconscious that we don't get how much they rule our life, especially like even thinking how our parents held money, what the relationship was, what the global consciousness was. If we were born at a time where money was evil in relationships, you stay with, stand by your man, all that stuff, it has such a profound effect with it. So the 12-12, the Body Temple class, breaks and it sets a blueprint. So you're able to clear off, wipe off even karmic patterns, so you're able to fine-tune and attune to your soul's code more. It's actually quite profound, and I'm very excited about bringing out this work out to the world. Actually, we're going out to Washington in the beginning of August. I'm very excited about that.
I should give out your website for more info on that, and CarrieO'Connor.com or Outside In. No, I would get that one backwards. Is it Inside Out or Outside
In? InsideOutOutsideIn.com.
Yep. InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
Yep.
I should know which direction it goes. I do that every time. Also, for more background on Carrie's info on how this all developed with her, you can go to newsforthesoul.com and listen there anytime. And I think we've got another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Who's calling and where are you from?
Actually, believe it or not, Nicole, it's Ben again from Ontario, and I have no idea how I got on again.
Wow. That's impressive, Ben.
I honestly try and time it where right when the call hangs up, I just push talk, and my phone kind of, I don't know, seems to work pretty well.
okay. Ben, do you have a question?
I didn't really have any direct questions, I guess, because I was kind of listening to the way Carrie, she's kind of like me where he just keeps going and just pull stuff out of nowhere, and I thought that was, hey, cool. So I didn't know if there's anything that she would be able to tell me as opposed to me asking questions.
Well, let's find
sure.
out.
Sure.
I thought it would be interesting.
Ben, correct?
Yep.
Okay, Ben. All right, because what I'm looking in, first of all, pay attention to, because I'm seeing actually when I see it, you have mediumship skills. Do you read yourself? Do you do readings?
I'm sorry?
Do you do readings? Because when I look at somebody's energy field and I see a whole bunch of white balls around them, that means that you have mediumship skills yourself, you have some mediumship abilities, and especially when I see a whole bunch of balls all at once, that means that you have a lot of mediumship abilities. If you're not aware of it, it's just so part of who you are, you don't think of anything else. Just like I always thought people saw dead people and rings around the stars. And so what I'm seeing is that it's interesting because the paternal grandfather and maternal grandmother, actually his great-grandmother, comes in first, and they come up, it's like, to me it looks like symbolically speaking on the phone, and they're encouraging, especially the great-grandmother is giving you three, so pay attention to that. They also want to recognize March as in birthday, anniversary, and or when somebody crosses over, but especially going back to this March as 207, as a time when I see surgical instruments, that means fine-tuning, and especially go back the last 3 years, and you'll be bombarded with three and master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, because I'm seeing your whole core of your energy field turning crystalline. They talk about the crystal kids, the indigo people are turning crystal, and so you're in the process of doing that. So you're clearing out the whole family lineage, going back into, you could even be hearing high pitches in your ears as far as, have you been hearing high pitches in your ears, especially your right ear, because they keep on pointing to that? And you
actually, yeah.
Alarmed. Yeah, because that's the high frequency energy. Also, I'm seeing you're going into the tapping into I call it tube traveling, getting used to doing the multi-dimensional travel. So it could be where you're driving and you don't know. Like I've been doing this a lot since January. Of what did I tell that person that, or it's like mixing up dreams and daytime and daydreams and that kind of stuff. We're traveling and really understanding and integrating in our physical body what it's like to be a multidimensional person, two places at once, tapping in, and also pay attention to feeling like I've already been here before and or thinking about a place. Let's say you think about Florida, then all of a sudden you're smelling the beach and feeling, and all of a sudden you get hot, and even you could look in the mirror and all of a sudden get like almost looks like a sunburn. All of that is you have huge capability of doing that whole multidimensional travel thing, which what you do with it, you could have a blast with it. You could go, I go to Aboriginal tribes, I go to Sikh, I go to London, I do all that stuff. So I would absolutely encourage you, especially since March is this year, especially the great grandmother keeps on saying March, March, March. And so when I see white sneakers and somebody saying March as in March, March, like in a parade, it's that they're encouraging you to fine-tune what you're doing and also go back to what I'm seeing in your heart. I'm going back to ancient books. And so you're, like, think of your whole brain downloading the mystery school stuff. And so I would be absolutely encouraging you to writing stuff out. Nothing's too far. And especially, have you been experiencing, because I keep on seeing my face of your face, of, like, time warp or time, like, you're driving, you don't know how you got there because all of a sudden, like, time collapsing then, that kind of deal. Mm. All of a sudden, I would be going to a chiropractor office. It's definitely supposed to take me 20 minutes, always has, and now it's taking me 5 minutes, all of those kind of things. And if you're not experiencing it yet, again, with the high pitches in your ears, you're going to be. And also, there's a calming energy around you, and especially when your energy is feeling, turning that crystal energy, you're tuning yourself, you're tuning everybody that you're around, and including just walking through the store, you don't have to say a word to somebody, you're attuning their energy, and it's also going to electromagnetically pull the people towards you. But I also see the great grandmother handing you small scissors. It's like cutting out those people. I call it ABC seating. So those people that kind of pull you down or not really, I don't want to say the word jealous, but just like placing some people in my family I had to put in the MZ seats, my mother and stuff, because it was just where she needed to be right now. So it's just like what Nicole and I are talking about as far as being around, and it's not being inclusive, I'm better than anybody else. It's all about really stepping into your power in a way that you've never had before. And also they keep on saying 27, I don't know the significance of the 27th or 27 years old, but I keep on hearing them saying 27, so fire awareness, and fireworks all behind you, so that's a really good thing. Keep on writing is what I'm seeing. I'm also seeing the handing in the manuscript. What do you do with
that? Oh, that just totally helmet blew off there, metaphorically. Wow. Actually, strange enough, I'm 18 years old, and in the past 5 years, I feel like I am a walking dictionary of everything. And I've also I've been working on writing a book, and another book about nature, and wow.
Good. By the time you're 27, you're already going to be like published, teaching out. I see James Ray. Just think of the crystal energy we're talking about. So I'm sure you've been told you were indigo before and all the indigo stuff, but now the indigo energy is turning crystal. That's part of our evolutionary process. And so, and during that, you're really like clearing stuff out. And so I see that when I'm looking at the heart energy and I see an old manuscript that means to me old ancient stuff that's in your heart that's being brought out. And again, by the time you're 18 years old, going on 88, and so by the time you're 27, it's already like you've done two lifetimes in one lifetime.
Yeah,
my great grandmother keeps on talking about the scissors of placing people that, have you noticed some people been your biggest cheerleaders and other kind of like a jealous energy or just kind of like repelling energy? And if you haven't, just, and it's not like to be on guard, like a negative thing, it's just like everyone's energy is flux, and so sometimes people, a couple of my friends, have just had to kind of, again, put them in the MCs. They're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing, and everything's fun because in the big picture, we're all one anyway. So it's just, I keep on seeing her talking about that because you are so sensitive, and when before I'd always have to help these people or feel like I was had to help them, and I realized I'm not helping them by engaging in that energy right now. I go to the place where we're all fine and dandy, and so it allows me to expand my energy. And then I'm saying the same thing to you because I'm seeing my face over your face, so that's the picture says a thousand words. That's wonderful.
Wow. Well, Nicole, that was basically...
So right away, just keep on doing your writing. I keep on seeing manuscript and also magnetically pulling in the people so you can, when people say, how'd you do that, you say, this is how you do it, because the energy of co-creating, the laws are very simple. It's just the applying them and doing it, deliberate co-creation is... that's where we can sometimes kind of get messed up, but this is where there's a part where you're immune to it, is what the great grandma said.
Huh.
Very good.
Wow. Okay. That was something else. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Calling, man.
And you guys have a good night wherever. It's 9 and 10 o'clock here, but wherever you guys are, have a good night, and thanks a lot. I don't want to take up time for other people.
You.
So.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so cute. You blew his helmet off. I'm telling you, it's just kind of, you open your mouth and woo, here it all comes. Okay. So we have an open line again, and wow, that was really neat. So it's so affirming for people, I think. I mean, I know that when I hear you saying something that has been going on silently in my mind, and
right.
I've told no one publicly, you know, it's so
right.
affirming to
right.
go, ah, it's like, you know, kind of the other side or the higher self showing up, spirit,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it, and going, yeah,
right.
perfect, you're on the right track, just keep going,
exactly.
you know, because we get so darn tired down here sometimes.
exactly.
Quite a hole. So that was pretty cool. Okay, I think we've got another caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Shirley from San Diego.
Hi, Shirley from San Diego. Do you have a question for Carrie?
No, I'm fascinated by your show, and I just wanted to see what you saw in me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's Shirley. Shirley, correct?
Uh-huh.
Nicole, is it Shirley's name?
Yep, from San Diego.
Okay. All right. Shirley, when I'm looking at your energy, I see a whole bunch of green around your feet, and it's going up your legs and your whole cover. When I see a green tornado, it shows me a healing process, and you're in a healing process more of a emotional way because it goes in and around the heart. And so, and actually going back to the last 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 months, so think about what was going on, emotional stuff in the last 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 months, 4 to 5 weeks, and also going out the next 4 to 5 days, weeks, months. And also, you attract a lot of animals and elementals and fairy energy. And so I would absolutely have plants around my bed. I would welcome in the elemental energy. And also, elementals like to, fairies like to, they're like pixie energy. They love to play with us and to lighten us up. They like to see sparkles. And also, do you see sparkles out of the corner of the earth?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, pay attention to seeing more, especially in the end of June and into August, because when you're stepping into August, the next 4 months, there's like a, when I look at frog's eyes, and then I see frog medicine, and frog medicine is, think of that our lineage can give us, they also want to talk about a live Matthew in your past and or that of a brother, and not that he's in, going to die or anything like that. There's some sort of Matthew or Matthews that they want to recognize, and it's
that's
a brother connection, but also there's some sort of connection with him, and he has lost in the past, and I want to be clear with this. My cousin died at 16 years old, and they're showing my cousin Jimmy, and so just keep the name Jimmy in your head, and don't be surprised if you run into an old classmate and or that of connected somebody like a brother and found out that he lost a cousin, and again, it doesn't mean that you're going to go to any funeral. It's just that their grandfather's letting you know how much that they keep an eye on you, and that there's the big circle is a small world, going back into that pixie kind of energy, and especially the green healing. Again, tornado means healing, deep healing cellularly, especially if that emotional body, you feel really free. And almost going back to the frogs, they send us different medicine, and frog medicine is all about transformation. And when I'm looking at the frog's eyes, I'm seeing a lens going up, and so you could be doing some funky stuff with your eyes, like seeing sparkles out of the corner of your eyes, and or rubbing them a lot, or some stuff with the eyes. But just think about that's a positive thing. So it's a lens that is literally, a lot of people are going through this, and it's helping us adjust to our multidimensional sight to see where part of our evolutionary process is being able to see the other side. The veil is getting thinner, so we're going to be seeing a lot of different stuff. Seeing something out of the corner of your eye and you turn around and thought you saw something, nobody's, nothing's there. Also, go try to get out at night a lot and look at the stars. And I'm not looking at the stars right now. I'm noticing more and more of seeing seeing the rings around the stars and the activity out in the sky. And so get out there as much as you can, because the sky is a perfect backdrop for our eyes, because it is darker out. And so there is all about the eyes is what the grandfather is saying. And also he's pointing to Walter Matthau, and is referring to like grumpy old man, and that's part of he's kind of joking with us. And so going back to and I'm getting choked up as far as my throat excuse me, in my sinus. Do you have the energy maintenance that you do every day? As far as, like, putting yourself a bubble around a bubble. All right. I have an email in my office, and this is to anybody, because I have energy exercises. I can't emphasize enough as far as people. It's just like what I was talking before about taking a shower. So we all know how to take a shower, brush our teeth, especially sensitive people. It's really important for everybody, never mind sensitive people, but everybody to do something. It doesn't mean you're in harm or anything like that. It's more about you feeling you're spreading. You're going through a huge transformational period. And, again, part of your sight, and this is intuitive sight, is opening up and seeing the world clearer, and that's also picking up on people differently. And so that's a wonderful thing. And, again, they keep on hearing pixie, pixie. And some people's energy just, again, draws in more elemental energy. And they're as real can be as far as fairies, all of that. And also, if you never saw the movies, the fairy tale, it was true story from the 1920s. It'd be a really good thing for you to watch.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Wow.
Are you still there, Shirley?
Yes, I am. That was pretty exciting.
How was that for you?
Information. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're
welcome. You can always hear it again on online afterwards, newsforthesoul.com.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote down that.
Always good to revisit.
Okay,
I think I probably heard my first reading with you, Carrie, over and over, well, a lot of times. But we are just about at the top of the hour, and we've got to draw to a close. So thank you so much for calling, Shirley, and thank you to all of you who were calling and did get through or trying to get through. Try next time. We'll get Carrie on really soon, I promise. In the meantime, you can find Carrie online at CarrieO'Connor.com, and you can hear all the other shows we've done, NewsForTheSoul.com, all free all the time. And I see that you're coming to Seattle.
Yes, I am. In the beginning of August, I'm really looking forward to it. August 3rd, 4th, 5th. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, I'm very excited because I'm only a two-hour drive from Seattle.
Oh, well, well, well.
Well, well.
Maybe we should arrange something. And not maybe. We should definitely do that because I extended my visit. So let's definitely talk.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about enlightened dating as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Isn't it, though? Well, it's been a very interesting show. It's always terribly interesting having you on. And muchly, muchly enjoying the adventure. And, gosh, I wonder where we're going to go next. Upward, bigger, better, and bolder.
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Carrie. And all
thank
the best.
You, Nicole.
Carrie,
thank you. And expand. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I look forward to the next time. CarrieO'Connor.com and NewsForTheSoul.com to hear all the previous shows and this one later. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Oh, and before I go, big new unveiling on Thursday. We have a new guest. He did a segment with me earlier. Dr. Mo is back, and it's going to be Ask Dr. Mo time. He's basically going to be doing sort of, well, for lack of better terms, the consciousness version of Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil fans, please don't email me. What I'm saying about this is implementing consciousness in your everyday 3D world. He's taking your questions. You can actually email us, drmo@newsforthesoul.com. Send in your questions. We'll read them on the air on Thursday, and you'll get your answers. So that fun begins Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can email us your questions or go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.
Take 75 cents for the homeless man.